I know we are celebrating this special Sunday, but still it's a Sunday worship service. So this is a church moment. We're going to have it. This is church, right? Church moment. We are supporting each other. We pray for each other and share joys and concerns together. That's the church. So we're going to have a church moment. But let's announcement first.
Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being here today. My heart is super, super full. For those of you that are visiting, welcome. I just can't tell you how much stress has gotten us to this and hard work. And so just I know I'll say it a lot of times today, but I want to thank everyone who pedal pushed and chair pushed and chair and table pushed to get us to this day. Just a very quick announcement about lunch. We did have some cancellations. So if you did not have a lunch reservation, look for me. I think we might be able to accommodate a few, okay? That being said, just a little logistic note about lunch. There are some choices today that you'll need to make, hopefully before you leave this room and go next door. We have box lunches from Apple Spice Junction. Those of you that are familiar know that they do a really lovely job. But we will have turkey avocado sandwiches or a cafe club, which is ham, turkey, and bacon. So please be thinking in your mind what you'd like to have for lunch today. And then if you don't have a ticket, you're not gonna get a lunch. Just telling you. I'm gonna go full librarian, no ticket, no lunch. So, but if you don't have a reservation, please come see me. You'll make your way next door through the breezeway, pick up your lunch, pick up a water bottle, and then go into the social hall, which has been so lovingly prepared for you to enjoy today. So, that being said, just make sure that you've made that choice before you get over there, because we'd like to, you know, keep things moving and not have a traffic jam in the breezeway here. All right? Are we good? All right. Thank you again for being here, and thank you so, so much.
Yeah, Leah has been putting a lot of time and effort to it. We all know. So let's give our big appreciation to Leah. Thank you. So you know what to do? See? So after the service, go to the patio area, pick up food, and then go to the fellowship hall, and then there's a nice setup of dining tables. So you can sit there, have lunch together, and then after lunch, what are you gonna do? Come back here. Don't go home. I'm telling you, don't go home. We have a great program, Centennial Celebration Program follow-up. So after lunch, and then come back here, we're gonna have a great centennial celebration with a distinguished guest and the good-looking Asian pastor, and then, right? And we have like a group of singers, so that'll be great, okay? So you come lunch, come back here, and then and we celebrate together, continual celebration. Okay. Flower offering for our great abundant God's blessing. So that's beautiful flowers dedicated to our anniversary, for the anniversary. And Stillman Sawyer Family Service Center food basket donated by Overton family. Memorizing Dick Overton. You know, the Overton family has been amazing in our church history, serving, you know. So that's I think it's really appropriate, and then for them to dedicate their food basket, and then we recognize the family. It's really important. Thank you, Claudia. Okay. Okay, come on. Okay. Okay. Any other joys and concern? Any announcement I forget? No? A little bit update on Deidre. I think she's still in the hospital. She's back in the hospital for complication, and then hopefully gonna discharge soon, and then hopefully Deidre's pray. We are really praying for this trial medication that she's probably gonna ask for the trial medication to start. So please pray for Deidre to be able to get the trial medication, get into the medication program. So, and we, Kathy and Mimi has been still under the weather, still recovering from COVID. And we have some other church family members still struggling and not able to come because of the situation, and then because of the illnesses and the treatment they're getting it. So let's continue to pray for them, right? Amen?
Amen.
We believe in the power of prayer. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Any other updated announcement or joys and concerns? No? That's good. Let us pray. Eternal God, we come before you this morning with our humble hearts, knowing that you are with us in this place, in this time. God, you called us, you gathered us in this church, and you have been blessing us throughout all these 100 years. God, we thank you for your abundant blessings, your guidance, and your presence. God, we ask you to pray. We really pray for the abundant, continual abundant blessing upon our church, especially those church families who are struggling and dealing with really hard situations. God, you know all the details. We have church families dealing with these terrible illnesses, recovering from surgeries, dealing with also many other difficult issues. God, we ask you to provide your peace and comfort, your solution upon all these struggles. God, we know that you are a mighty healer. We ask you to provide your mighty healing hands upon them so that they can heal from these illnesses and diseases. God, we have come here to celebrate your abundant blessings last 100 years. God, help us to truly praise you and worship you. Help us to have true hope for the future throughout this worship and days to come. God, we thank you for all the amazing things that you have done in our churches. God, we thank you for, we ask you to provide your continual guidance and blessings upon our church, especially in this darkest time that we are living in. I pray in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus our Lord, that who taught us pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and glory forever. Amen. Amen. The ushers come forward, please. And we have offertory music, John's Family.